the three shuttles came to a perfectly synchronized landing, as overhead, the TIE fighter escort shot by in equally perfect formation.
"The Empire's parade ground expertise hasn't eroded anyway," Haves murmured.
"Quiet," Card murmured back, watching the shuttle ramps lower to the ground. The center one almost certainly would be Thrawn's. Marching with blaster rifles held ceremonially across their chests, a line of stormtroopers filed down each of the three ramps. Behind them, emerging not from the center, but from the rightmost of the shuttles, came a handful of mid-ranking officers. Following them came a short, wiry being of unknown race, with dark gray skin, bulging eyes, a protruding jaw, and the look of a bodyguard. Following him came Grand Admiral Thrawn.
"So much," Card thought, "for him doing things the obvious way."
It would be something to make a note of for future reference. With his small reception committee beside him, he walked toward the approaching group of Imperials, trying to ignore the stares of the stormtroopers.
"Grand Admiral Thrawn,"
he nodded in greeting.
"Welcome to our little corner of Merkur. I'm Talon Card." "Pleased to meet you, Captain,"
Thrawn said, inclining his head slightly.
Those glowing eyes, Card decided, were even more impressive in person than they were on a comm display, and considerably more intimidating.
"I apologize for our somewhat less than formal greeting,"
Card continued, waving a hand at his group.
"We don't often entertain people of your status here."
Thrawn cocked a blue-black eyebrow.
"Really? I'd have thought a man in your position would be used to dealing with the elite, particularly high planetary officials whose cooperation, shall we say, you find you require."
Card smiled easily.
"We deal with the elite from time to time, but not here. This is... was, I should say,"
he added, glancing significantly at the stormtroopers,
"our private operations base."
"Of course," Thrawn said. "Interesting drama a few minutes ago out there to the west. Tell me about it."
With an effort, Card hid a grimace. He'd hoped the sensor scrambling effect of Merkur's trees would have hidden the skip ray chase from Thrawn's view. Obviously it hadn't.
"Merely a small internal problem,"
he assured the Grand Admiral.
"A former and somewhat disgruntled employee broke into one of our storage sheds, stole some merchandise, and made off with one of our ships. Another of our people is in pursuit."
"Was in pursuit, Captain,"
Thrawn corrected lazily, those eyes seeming to burn into Card's face.
"Or didn't you know they both went down?"
Card stared at him, a thin needle of ice running through him.
"I didn't know that, no,"
he said.
"Our sensors... the metallic content of the trees fouls them up badly."
"We had a higher observation angle,"
Thrawn said.
"It looked as if the first ship hit the trees, with the pursuer getting caught in the slipstream."
He regarded Card thoughtfully.
"I take it the pursuer was someone special?"
Card let his face harden a bit.
"All my associates are special,"
he said, pulling out his comlink.
"Please excuse me a moment. I have to get a rescue team organized."
Thrawn took a long step forward, reaching two pale blue fingers to cover the top of the comlink.
"Permit me," he said smoothly. "Troop commander?"
One of the stormtroopers stepped forward.
"Sir."
"Take a detail out to the crash site,"
Thrawn ordered, his eyes still on Card.
"Examine the wreckage and bring back any survivors. And anything that looks like it wouldn't normally belong in a skip-ray blast boat."
"Yes, sir,"
the other gestured, and one of the columns of stormtroopers turned and retracted their steps up the ramp of the leftmost shuttle.
"I appreciate your assistance, Admiral,"
Card said, his mouth suddenly a little dry.
"But it really isn't necessary."
"On the contrary, Captain," Thrawn said softly. "Your assistance with the Isla Mari has left us in your debt. How better for us to repay you?"
"How better indeed,"
Card murmured. The ramp lifted into place, and with the hum of repulsor lifts, the shuttle rose into the air.
The cards were dealt, and there was nothing he could do now to alter them. He could only hope that Mara somehow had things under control. With anyone else, he wouldn't have bet on it. With Mara, there was a chance.
"And now," Thrawn said, "I believe you were going to show me around?"
"Yes," Card nodded. "If you come this way, please."